the head of Dirshu in Europe, the Bells of Dayan. Really, one shouldn't be Meira Halacha Bifnei Rabbi. I started earlier, and this is the slot I wouldn't, I'm very nervous too. I hope the Dayan agrees. It's really a huge kavod for us to welcome the Dayan for our very first week in our new premises, Nishmas Yisrael, the Leil Shishi program. The Dayan has been so supportive of myself and of our Dirshu learning and of the Beis HaMedrash. It's really a pleasure and honor, kavod gadol for us to welcome the Dayan here this evening.
Thursday, 22nd of May, Dayan Binyamin Eckstein, Parshas Bamidbar.
Shisha Ruf Shlita, Chosim Bechod Achsanya, Achsanya Shal Teire, Ahati Mazel Tov, Baruch Hashem, Shani Besmedrish, and the Ibish is open, it should be a Bayis Gudel, Bayis Megadlin Boi Teire, a Bayis Megadlin Boi Tfile, a Bayis for all the members of what the Kfiyas Itim every day, a Bayis where the members of Masliach, and the Gashmis as well, and it's like from Abba Shulam, Nesati Gishmeichom Be'itam, but the Gashmias is commensurate with the Rochnias, with the Itam. The Kvias Itim, Nesati Gishmeichom, the Gashmias comes according to the Itam, the Kvias Itim. So if it's Kvay Itim, the place will be a Mukm Toyer and a Mukm Twiller, and I've shared a Sacha Sach Siat Hashmai. And as the Ruf mentioned, I've got the personal stake in the Beis Medrash. The Ruf is a Magashia for Dishu, and the Beis Medrash is also a venue. The monthly behalf for the issue, so I've got a personal stake to see the Besmedi should be Masliach. Okay, this week we're starting Parshas Bamidbar and Sefer Bamidbar. Sefer Bamidbar in the Chazal is known as Chumash HaPikudim, the Chumash of counting, as in English it's called numbers, it's not called desert, it's called numbers, that's a Sefer. The Torah is Marech, Kama Vekama Pumim in the Sefer. The Minyan, the counting of Klal Yisrael, counting of the Levium. What's the Chashivas, what's the Inyan, the Torah repeats so many times, the Inyan of the counting? And here, we find immediately Rashi, the first Rashi. Rashi thought, He B'Midabashim, the Mispa Shaimais Kalzucha Regilgilism. So Rashi immediately says, Mitoichi Busan Rifunav Moina Oisum Kalshu. Because Ibishle Hadlib loves Klal Yisrael, so he continually counts them. A Mushal, a person who's got a bag of diamonds, he knows exactly how many there are there, but he enjoys counting them because it's, you know, I wouldn't say he loves them, but certainly he enjoys counting them, even though he knows exactly how many there are. Selbadach Aibshah loves Klal Yisrael, and he wants to count them. It's actually Be'emes is asking a kasha and giving a teretz. The kasha is, many Rishonim ask this kasha. What was the purpose of this counting? We're talking about, where are we now? Echad l'chodesh shein, l'chodesh iyeh, l'chodesh nitzim v'chomos ha-mishkon. We're now counting l'chodesh iyeh. When was the last counting of Klal Yisrael? But the Nidus of Mishkan, all the Yidin came and brought Machas HaShekel for the Adonim, and there was a counting. What happened between now, between that counting and the Shchodesh Iyeh that required another counting? So Rashi says, to Chibus HaShal Yisrael, there's no reason for it. It's Chibus HaShal Yisrael. Andrew is showing him, asks the Kasher, Ramban, this is Paul, Ibn Ezra, they all ask this Kasher. And they give a different teretz. One of the teretz in the Ramban gives, and it's the same as in the Sephora says the teretz, that we find later in the Sefer, that Be'esim Be'ir, Be'esim L'Chodesh Hashayin, Na'al Unan. The 20th of Iyar, the Unan lifted, and Yidin started to go, and within 3 days they were supposed to go into Eretz Yisrael. That actually says the beginning of Sefer Devarim. So Yidin were now being prepared for their entry into Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, because they're going to Eretz Yisrael, they're going to fight a battle, they're going to try and conquer a land. Conquering a land, you need an army. So if you have got an army, you need to know numbers. And you need to know numbers of each shevet, of each brigade, so to speak. If you're sending an army to do battle, then you've got different battles. You have to know how many soldiers you've got on the left and on the right and in front and the back. You have to know. So that with the preparation for a melchoma. I, we find in Chazal, Rashi brings in the beginning of Devarim, that Rashi, boy, she is the words. Rashi says, Il Mule, when Yid would have gone into Esul immediately, would be no requirement for Klei Zion. The Rambam said that's not the kasha. The Torah doesn't rely on Shleiki Deicha Teva. The Torah is a Deicha, is, you have to see yourself, you have to comport yourself Deicha Teva. The Aibisha helps, the Aibisha doesn't listen, but you have to prepare as if you're going into Mechumah. That's what the Rambam says. The Sephon actually just adds in a knaich. He says, what would have happened, Taka, when Eden would have come into Esau immediately? He said, just like we find the Gigoshi ran away without a shot being fired, similarly, all the Shiva Amalim, as soon as Eden would have crossed the Arden, all the seven nations would have run away, just like the Gigoshi ran away. That what would have happened, in Mulli Yisul, the Zeicha to go in immediately. But they weren't Zeicha, what happened in Shem, they weren't Zeicha. Is the nice, so that's one of the Rambam's Teritzim, the Sephardim's Teritz. The Rambam gives two further Teritzim on this Kasha. What was the purpose of this counting? So the man says that is, Lo yivin oisi tam a mitzvah azois. I don't understand what's the purpose of this mitzvah. Lama sivu bo gashmachi. Where there's the tzoyach shiyisiyachsi l'shevteyem bav ha'adgulim. In order to each tribe should be separated because of the Gorem of Fashtaich. Avadiyas ha'mitzvah le'yedati lama sivu. What was the purpose of counting it once again? Elias, he says, the Haidiyam chazdei aleihem. Ki b'shevim nefesh yod ha'abasayim mitzayimu, v'ati kehem kechoy layom. Kach v'kach v'nayesem, v'achri kol deve magefe, yimrem le Haidiyah, ki mazgoyim yimchas v'yudav terpenu. So this is what the Rambam says. The whole purpose of the counting was the Haidiyah chazdei aleihem. The Klal Yisrael should realize 210 years ago, they came to Mitzrayim with 70 people, and now there's such a huge, millions and millions. And by honest, if you, a little tiefer, tracht around, we find in this parsha, a counting of Bechoyrim. How many Bechoyrim were? There's 22,273, I think. 22,000 Bechoyrim. 22,000 Bechoyrim, one assumes that there's a similar number of Nekaivas. Firstborn. Yes? This is 22,000 firstborn sons. There's probably 22, a similar number, or not terribly many more. And even if you say 20,000, not everybody's a Bechor, they're not everybody's a Petereth, or whatever sort of reason, but certainly not more than 50,000 firstborn children in Klal Yisrael. That means 50,000 families. 50,000 families, and there were 3 million, at a conservative estimate, 3 million people here. So the counting is 600,000, they're from 20 males from 20 to 60. So you have 50,000 firstborns. How many does that make in each family? Quite a few. Baruch Hashem, Mereba B'Yalurim, like you say. You know, it's in the many tens. I can't do the mathematics.
60.
60, sorry. So it's quite a big household. So that's what the Rambam says, L'hidia chazdei aleihem. That the reason for the counting is we should appreciate, Klal Yisrael should appreciate the Torah that Eibush has done for them. That's one Teretz. The next Teretz in Rambam, the Chassidish Teretz. V'oid, ki habu lifnei avi kol anaviyim, v'ochiv kodosh Hashem, everybody came to Moshe Rabbeinu and to Anna Koyin, v'inoida aleim b'shmoy, he came and said, ani ployni ben ployni, yesach maske givei mam Rebbe, he came to the Rebbe, and they gave a pigeon, they gave a half a shekel. And Moshe Rabbeinu, he knew that in Bishmoy, Yehloi Beduva Zeh Tzchis V'chayim, Kibur Besod Ha'om, V'Biksav Na Yisur, V'Tzchis Rab Mespuram, V'chayim Likilam Tzchis B'Mispash Yimri V'chayim Moshe Ha'an, Ki Yisim Aleim Einam L'Toivu, Yivakshi Aleim Rachmim, V'Shayim Alekai V'Seichem, Yosef Aleichem Gichem Elf Pumim. In other words, the Rambam says, what was the reason? The reason was they should come to Moshe Rabbeinu, each individual should come and say, Ani Ploini Ben Ploini, and Moshe Rabbeinu should bench them. I think probably the first and last time in history that two brothers were rebbes took the same fiddle. But Al-Kapunim, that's what the Rambam says, that's the reason for Klal Yisrael coming to Moshe Rabbeinu. This whole counting was that they should come in front of Moshe Rabbeinu, one by one, and be benched by Moshe Rabbeinu and by Anakoyim. The Pusik says here, as the Ramban continues, He brings down a kasha from a sefer Kol Yehida. I don't know who this sefer is, I'll try to look for it to come and find it. It obviously predates from sefer. He brings down a kasha that by the mitzvah of Bnei Yisrael, it says, Yisrael Yishkol Adas Bnei Yisrael, the mitzvah choysam, kol zucha v'gilgaloysam. It says, it uses the expression v'gilgaloysam. But the mitzvah of Bnei Levi, it doesn't use the expression v'gilgaloysam. So he says, the Torah says, the Gemura Menuchas, Gemura says, that the Menuchas of Lamed Zayin, Pleimoy asked Rebbe Ashala, as somebody's got two heads, on which head do we put the tefillin? So Rebbe wanted to put him in Chayim, so now it's Ashala. But just then somebody knocked on the door and said, my wife just had a firstborn, Zucha, it's got two heads, how much is it going to cost to put in an event? Two-headed baby. And the word says that two-headed baby costs 10 shekulim. You know, every baby is 5 shekulim. A two-headed baby is 10 shekulim. Why? Because it says in the Pusik, Chamesh is Sluim Gilgoylis. And the Gemara says, we see that the Ike is the Gilgoylis, so you have to pay per head. You've got two heads, you have to pay double the amount. So it says the Kohen Yehuda says, as Lusip Pshat, as the Torah is telling us, the Gilgoylis Makral Yisrael, a two-headed baby is Leilain Atreifa. Yeah? If you say two heads are better than one, it doesn't apply in halucha, because kol yes, we can little dummy. One of the treif is just like you've got a treif, something is lacking in the body. If you've got two of something in the body, which you couldn't live without one. If you had a heart, two hearts, you can't live without a heart. So having two hearts is like having no hearts. Kol yes, can little dummy. So just like you can't live without a head, sikreish with a yomis is not a statement, it's a kasha. Yeah, you can't live without a head. So two heads are like without a head. Therefore, a treifer. Treifer and a chayah. So, Baklal Yisrael, who had counted from the age of 20. Therefore, so he says, the Gilgaloysam, you can count heads. Because there's nobody there with two heads. Because they wouldn't live till 20. Mashenka and the Levim were counted from Ben Chodesh. You could have a two-headed baby. Therefore, the Torah doesn't say the Gilgaloysam. In order that you shouldn't count, they count what the child for two. That's the Teretz which they call Yehida answers. So Chasofer asks that he doesn't understand. In that case, what you're telling me, there were no two-headed 20-year-olds. Why did they have to say the Gilgaloysam? If he's telling me Alucha, I understand. But if you're not telling me any Alucha, what's the purpose of having the word Gilgaloysam? So Chasofer, it's Kenzan, the whole reason the Torah says the Gilgaloysam is the Dibre Aguda. What's the Dibre Aguda? As we state in Asura Mamuris, Ramam Bepani. Now, Pani says, Moshe Rabbeinu counted the Gilgaloysom. He counted only the Gilgoylis who had in it a capacity, a koyach, to produce 600,000 offspring. Only those Gilgoylis who could produce 600,000 offspring, only those were counted. The swamp shot in the Mamapani. Another pshat he says, the Gilgaloysam means all the Gilgilim. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he counted Klal Yisrael, they came to him and he counted them, he saw in them every Gilgal which there and Hashem are going to go through the Meshach Sadoyah till Mashiach Tug. And that's the pshat of the Gilgaloysam. This is in Imam Mepaniah, Surah Mamuris. So it says, Ken, that's the reason why it says the Gilgaloysam in the Torah. But the Sefer asked the Kash on the Kol Yehuda. Kol Yehuda made the Hanukha, that treifa ain a chaya. Therefore, there's no 20-year-old males. So the Sefer, as do Rashba, the Rashba says, as do the Gemara says, treifa ain a chaya, doesn't apply, it only applies to a treifa which is lacking. Somebody is born with an animal is born with something lacking, a hole in the lungs, it developed a hole in the lungs, so it's treifa. But if it's a yeseres, it's something extra, even though Yeseris is taka treifa, but Yeseris, that treifa is chayav, that can live, it can live a long life, it's still a treifa, it can live. That's how this shit is in Ashba. And Nochme, the mashal halt, as all treifas, this thing Yemur says, treifa and chayav, not lahalucha, all treifas can live. And we see nowadays the metzias, that even though the behemoths are treifas, especially the lungs, oh, but they live. Oh, Hasta Gita Kasha Alanga Chazanish Veganim. Chazanish explains that Chazal would convey Hilchas Treifa according to their time and what they understood at their time. Mishnah understood they were Kabbalgarin in that time. That even though the Metzias changes, the Hilchas doesn't change. So Chazanish says, Lo the Azba, lo the Mashal, the Teres is not the Teres. Because they could have 20-year-old male two-headed. So why did the Torah say the Gilgalosim by Klal Yisrael and not by the Levim? So it says Kenzan Taka, that's the halacha. Klal Yisrael, you have to count a two-headed person for two, and the Levim, you don't. You only count them for one. That's why the Torah doesn't say the Gilgalosim by Levim, because the Torah doesn't want you to count two-headed Levi as two. Ah, why? Because the Kusiv, the Ayin Luni Aitis Ministuris. From Sefer. Hiya from Sefer. The Chesed also says another reason why it doesn't say the Gilgalosim by the Levim. It says Yosef and Sadi we know had two children, Ephraim and Manasseh. Did he have any more? He looked to Rabbi had more. Why? The Ramban says as the state in the Torah the Yaakov really said to Yosef and Sadi Ephraim and Manasseh Yeri can even Shimon Yeri and Melatuchu Asher Melatu Achrayim. Anybody, children you have later, will be included in the Shevet Menashe and Ephraim. If Yosef wouldn't have had more children, the Torah would not say that a false statement. If Yaakov Avinu said, children which you will have later will be included in Menashe and Ephraim, then it's definite, 100%, that Yosef HaTzadik had more children. Therefore, the Tachon Sefer, can I push it? Baklal Yisrael, there was a Matthias of the Gilgalosim. There was a Matthias of two-headed males. But the Levinim wasn't. The Torah doesn't say the Gilgalosim. You don't say something which is not Emes. But the Levinim weren't. They say Shleitas and Seir. I go to a different Indian. The Torah here in Pashtun Loischu is Marich, very stark Marich, an Indian of the Gurim. What's the Cheshivas from the Gurim, as I? I'm reading a medrash there, it's a well-known medrash on the pusik Ishal Diglei Ba'oisos. There's a medrash written on the pusik Shiashirim, Mizos and Shkufa, Kedoshim, Gidoilim, Ho Yisur, B'digleim. Yidin, when they're in the Ligurim, they're holy and great. V'cholo imes v'staklim behem. V'temeim omrim, Mizos and Shkufa, Kemo Yishurcha. Omrim ema imes, the nations of the world say to Yiddish kinder, Shivi, Shivi Hashilamis. Hidav kiluni, cling to us, boyet saying, come to us. When the oisim eschem shiltoinim, hegmoinim, dochsim, afachin, we make you great, we give you posts, we make you generals, we make you ministers. Shiva shiva nechze boch nechze lushin fin surura, we make you great. Look at the emphit klali sul, shiva yunech, yisulaim ma techazi bashalamis, ma gedil atem noisim luni, shema kim chodis hamachanoim. Shem Yechirim Atem Lasasunik Gdilo, Shosel Kim Bemidbo, Degemachne Hida, Degemachne Even, Degemachne Dom, Degemachne Chraim, Yechirim Atem Lasasunik. What can you give us? The Goyim come with all their blandishments and their enticements, and they say, come, we'll make you great. So Klal Yisrael, what can you give us? You can't give us anything doima to the Golem in the Midbar. What's the Indian, the Golem in the Midbar, that helped Klal Yisrael from going and joining the Goyim. Now, in the day, Klal Yisrael is also going by Mamet HaSinai to Moedige Gili Shechina. Moedige Gili, the Eibish, the Shurus HaShechina of their world, that the Eibish came down on HaSinai, and the Yidin was also to the Reimus HaKoyas and Lishma, Shemus HaRoyim, and Moedige his Galus, which Yidin was also on Shvias Kabbalah Satoya. That lasted from Vuv 7, so she was with Thomas. She was with Thomas. Shtabri Halichos, and the Shechina departed from amidst Klal Yisrael. He went to the oil. Moshe looked at the oil outside the Machne, and that's where the Shechina And then we call the Rakesh Hashem, had to go outside the Machne. And Klal Yisrael, Shaitan Pekid Ablazer, they fasted, and they gebeten, and Kshiva Gittin, they wanted this Hashur Hashchina back. Till Moshe Rabbeinu Zeicher, and Abish said, Tzrachti Kitvarecho, and he gave them the mitzvah of the Nidus HaMishkan, and the Hakumas HaMishkan, and he did it with the Moedic Heslavus, and that there was Zeicher to bring back Hashur Hashchina again on the Shchodesh Nissen, like he says, the Nam Hashem Yoimam and the Mishkan, like Ha Sinai, the Hashuot Hashchina in Mishkan was like the Hashuot Hashchina in Ha Sinai and Moedig Gili Shchina. However, it wasn't the same as Ha Sinai. In Zoya Kudish state that the beginning of Hashuot Hashchina betoch Yisrael and Hashuot Hashchina betzad Yisrael. But when the Shchodesh Nissen, when the Shchina came down in all its glory, and the Yidin were not around the Mishkan. They were all to one side. It was the beginning of Hashur Teshchina B'tzad Yisrael. Came the Shchodesh Iyar, and the Eibishter made the Gulim, and Yidin were now around the whole Mishkan. Then they were zoche to the beginning of Hashur Teshchina in Klal Yisrael. I'm only the beginning of Hashur Teshchina in Klal Yisrael. What's that Hashur Teshchina? I can't tell you what Hashur Teshchina is, because they were not zoche rich in 2000 years. However, and I just repeat what the state in the Siddur HaRav, the Rav in the Siddur, on the Tzvillah we say every Yontif, Nechat Reini, Gleinim Arzaini, Einu Nechidim Lalois, Vileruois, Lishtachos Lefanechu. So you ask the question, Lalois Vileruois, we can't. Lishtachos, why not? We do Pishit Daim Reim, Rishunim, Kippur, what's wrong with Lishtachos Lefanechu? So he explains that Lishtachos Lefanechu doesn't mean the physical. The Abishah commanded Yisrael, the Yidin, 3 times a year to come up to Yishlaim to Beis Migdash. What was the purpose of the Lila Regel? Because especially in the times of Migdash tradition, the Yidin lived wherever they lived. There was no communal Avodas Hashem in the towns and villages. There was no Bita Medrushim, there was no Bita Knesset. It was all later, Anshei Knesset HaGedolah established all that. Yidin, the only Avodah was Avodah Beis HaMikdash. So a Yid who had lived far from Yerushalayim, couldn't see the Avodah Beis HaMikdash. There was a chashash that through the course of the year, he'd lose his bren to Avodah Hashem. So the Eibishter said, come up to Yerushalayim, come up to the Azura, Aliyah LeRegel. In Aliyah LeRegel, the Yid, the Ankim, he came into the Beis HaMikdash, came into the Azura, he was butl b'metzias, kenei lefnei avika. The Indian of his Ashur Sashchina, which he saw in Beis HaMikdash, which is something we can't understand because we don't have it. But he said, it was a moyed moyed bittel, a shtachavoya penimis, which Yed Yid had when he came into the Beis HaMikdash. That shtachavoya penimis, that bittel for the Shchina, that brought him, that held the Yid the whole year. He went home, and the whole winter he was in work on his field. That shtachavoya penimis, which he had, the Shas and Lila Regal, that kept him going the whole year. So that's what he says, and in Chayin the Alta Duas, the Shtachvis Lefanecho, it means the Shtachavoya Penimis, which we don't have, because we don't have our Shur Tashkini, the Gilin. So the Golem was the Indian, Klal Yisrael was Zoicha against our Shur Tashkini. What's the Nachme? The Ibn Ezra says, as we've shot the Golem, Isha Digle, means the Degel, every Shevet had its own flag, its own color, the color of the stone on the Choshen. Here Ibn Ezra says something else. Simonim hoy bechal degel le degel. The Kadmonaini Omri. So hoy be degel le even tzias odom. On the flag of even, or the degel even, there was a man. The degel he did tzias arye. The degel fram tzias shaw. The degel dom tzias neshe. At si yedami le krivim shiru yecheskel hanuvi. They're the same as the mare of yecheskel hanuvi, which we say on the Haftorah of Shvias. This do Dalad Oilemus, Atsiris, Briya, Yetzir, Asiya. In every Oilem, the Shchinah Kavayuchel, the Kisakuvah, the Shchinah, is surrounded by a machne. In the Olam HaTfilis is a machne made up of Shemus HaKadoshim. In the Olam HaTfilis Arab Briya, the second Olam, which is the Mara, which Yeshaya Hanovi saw, which is our Torah of Pashas Yisroi, that Mara, there the Noisa HaKisa with the Meluchim. Gavriel, Michol, Gavriel, Raphael, and Ariel, they are the Noisa HaKisa, they are the four, the Ragla HaMakuvah. The Mara, which Yecheskel saw, which we read on the Shvius, the story of Shvius, there are the Arba Chayas. The Chayas HaKdoishas, the Shleit and Pusrik, we say in the Pusrik, the Mis Pnei and Pnei Udom, Pnei Ariel and Yemin La'abatom, Pnei Shoh HaMasmol La'abatom, Pnei Neshe La'abatom. These four Maras, where the four chayas, they are the mekubah kabyuchel of the Shechina. Here, on this world, the mekubah of the Shechina is the degulim, the four degulim, degeriven, degerhide, degeldon, degerifan, they are the mekubah for the Shechina, and they correspond, like the Ebenezer says, to the Mara which Yecheskel saw. The Mara HaNeviah. So in other words, the Yidin v'zoiches, the Mamad had the gulim, the Yidin for the degulim, the Zoycha is a moidig Giddish Shechina, the Zoycha to Amara, was Yecheskel and Uvi, was Zoycha, and to feel the Hashuas Shechina. The Maida, the Goyim come along with their Nashkeiten, now God, what can you give us? We can't give us anything which compares to the Kedisha, the Hashuas Shechina, which be the Zoycha, through the Degulim in the Midbar, and the Helfen, which is the Zoycha that Nachamul, the Kura, the Beis, the Shechina, the Kainim, and the Hayim, and the Hayim.